Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations, so it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I think we're going to take a little bit of a detour here on the show. Now, if you were listening Friday, we were reading the story about if you ever have a problem at a Burger King, you can call the president.
Which is amazing, right? Because that does not happen.
I don't know how the hell he got our number. But if this is for real, is Tom there?
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey guys, you know, it's funny. I'm calling back people and I didn't know I was going to run into a radio station.
Okay. So look, here's the thing. On Friday's show, we were doing a news segment and the news came out that the president of Burger King, if there's some kind of major complaint someone wanted to file, they could call you directly. Okay. So we just covered the story, but we never called you. Now that said, there's a strong possibility that our morning show may have placed a call to you.
Or one of our listeners did.
But what's amazing to us is that you're making good.
The morning show would have been the Daily Mig Show with Steve Miggs and Taryn Daly.
That was a woman, I think, that left a message.
That would have been Taryn.
Taryn. Okay, she did leave a message.
Now, did she say what this is in reference to? You're getting a hold of her mind.
No, she said, hey, whatever her name was, Karen, did you say?
Taryn with a T, yeah.
This is Karen, and love what you're doing, and just wanted, you know, we get these voicemails. And the voicemails are translated through, I don't know, AI or something. And I couldn't make out what it said. So I was calling Karen back to find out either, you know, because we get half praise, half people saying what we want you to do better.
Us too. We understand.
To what you wanted.
Well, I will say, it was confirmed. It was the morning show.
It was the morning show.
Yeah, Tom just texted me. They said that they did.
Okay. All right, so Tom, you're the president of Burger King. First of all,
love you.
Yeah. That's all. I still like the original chicken sandwich. But our co-host here, Miles, years ago, he worked for 2 weeks at Burger King.
Yeah.
He's still claiming that he worked for you.
No.
Is that stolen valor?
I'm a graduate of BKU.
I trust you. I trust you. I believe you.
He worked for 2 weeks, and he talks about this.
Is that 1986 in the brown uniform?
Right, the brown polyester uniform.
Because they never wanted me to return it after they fired my ass, and so I would wear it. I would wear it to like Halloween parties and stuff.
Listen, I get it, and I think I guess it's gone by now. But if you need a new one for next Halloween, I'll hook you up.
Do you actually have the old brown polyester style uniforms?
Well, I have access to all the old uniforms, but, you know, I actually only started here 5 years ago, so I wasn't privilege to wear that with pride.
Yes. Well, I don't think anyone wore it with pride. I remember those uniforms. So do you guys kind of keep like an archive of all the uniforms or logos, everything that's kind of come and gone?
I think we keep an archive of about everything. We don't keep any of the old Whoppers around, but anything non-food, we'll keep.
Well, truth be told, you guys have the best hash rounds for breakfast of any fast food place. That's
good. That and the original chicken sandwich
love
is alive and well. I was very surprised at how many people called me with that one.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. I still love it, and it's just I don't know if it's because I grew up on it or whatever, but it's great.
What are some of the things, not necessarily their complaints, people complain about everything, so put that aside, but as far as the things that people are giving you accolades for, like if you're the president of Burger King, what are like two of the things where you're like, I cannot believe how much people like blank?
Well, I already said the chicken sandwich, and this is not surprising, but everybody loves us for the Whopper, and everybody, let's see, what else are we getting a lot of love for? And the hash browns, too. Like you said, we're getting a lot for the hash browns. And then we're getting a lot about changing the fries. Like, can you change the fries? But it's hard to know what to do with it because and I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Some people love the thick cut fries that we have. Some people want more of a shoestring fry. Like those guys, whatever those guys are with the golden arches, I can't remember their name.
Right. Somebody out there.
We've heard of it.
I would say, man, honestly, with Burger King, I think we had a discussion about this either Friday or maybe even yesterday, but Burger King changes its fries, we feel like, more than any other fast food place.
Too much.
So it's like, man, look, just find you're not going to make everybody happy. I have a wife. I cannot make her happy all the time. So you live with these things, right? But like, figure out whatever you think the best version is and then freaking stick with it. And then if you want to introduce a different fry, give people, quote unquote, a limited time choice,
It's much better than In-N-Out Burger's fries. I'll tell you
everybody
that right
is.
Now.
Well, and Burger King also, like, you got the onion rings.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Tom, this could sound stupid, but as long as I got you on the phone. Is that just a mistake when I get a couple onion rings in my fries?
Is that like a surprise
thing? Are they hooking me up?
Because everybody's happy when it happens.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's a clever marketing ploy that makes somebody's day special, right?
It does.
I'm gritted ear to ear just thinking about it.
So, Tom, when I was working, I was doing the chicken sandwich.
Oh, here we go.
Shut up. I was doing the chicken sandwich. The chicken nuggets, and at the time it was called the Whaler, which was the fish sandwich.
The BK Whaler, correct?
Right, exactly. So I had to go
Did you really get fired after 2 weeks?
Here's what happened. Here's what happened. In 1986.
Put a card on me.
Well, no, listen. We only had a landline phone, okay? All right, where I was living. And the manager changed the schedule.
Sure. Okay? This is the story he tells us.
No, this is what happened. He changed the schedule. I was supposed to work on Sunday morning. Something happened. But there was a schedule in the restaurant and on the door. Now, the manager claimed he called my house and left a message. That did not happen. As far as I'm concerned, my mom would tell me, because it was the answering machine days, right?
Sure.
And trust me, I'd gone through all the VHS training tapes in the closet. I'd watched them all. I'd passed all the tests. I was next up to work the fries, possibly the drive-thru. I was just
he working. Was on his way, is what we're saying.
Yeah, I was, okay. But when I came into work on Sunday, he said, "You're fired because you missed yesterday's shift." And I was like, "I wrote down the schedule." He's like, "I had to change it." He's like, "You need to be aware of these things. I called you and left a message." And I'm like, "No, you didn't." And he's like, "Take your stuff and get out of here." And I'm like, "You son of a bitch."
I wish you would have elevated that when we could have gotten to the bottom of that. Right. That is unacceptable.
Yeah, well, I was 16 years old. This is 1986. But I was so mad, and I was so happy the Burger King came to my hometown in West Virginia because we never had one. And that made me not want to go. And that sucked because Burger King was my favorite. Because Burger King actually puts mustard on their hamburgers.
Yes!
Where most places don't. So, like, that was one of my sales. Plus, like, a flame-broiled burger, you know?
By the way, Tom, just some listener feedback here. One person says they loved getting the gold crown as a kid. Is that something the kids still get when they go in or no?
Absolutely. But, you know, it's funny. When I take these calls, I actually had somebody in Arizona say, "Hey, every time we go to Burger King, we don't get a crown anymore." So gave us the opportunity to call up the owner and say, "Hey, what's up there, brother?"
What happened to Creepy Burger King?
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The creepy Burger King, I think I'm allowed to say this, he's been fired.
He was.
Oh.
Just like Miles.
Listen, okay. He was waking up in bed with people's wives. It wasn't right.
It was kind of a bad image, I guess.
You can make him a pimp or something. Yeah.
Exactly. He had a huge hairy chest. He had this big creepy cartoon head. He frightened people. He frightened me.
He was creepy. Like, we got used to him after a while and he kind of enjoyed the commercials. But I would say, like, the first month those commercials came out, like, we'd come to work, like, Jesus Christ, that guy is terrifying, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not going to go to a restaurant where you might see that guy.
So, could you give us a sneak peek? Is there anything new down the pipe that we can expect?
I get the communications team sits here with me and they're giving me the stink eye right now.
Are they really? The fun police. Kick them out. You're the president.
Yeah.
Just look for some menu elevation over the rest of this year on our core product.
Well, that honey chicken biscuit is fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's a biscuit lover. I love that people call you to tell you that they love the Whopper. It's like, we're Burger King. We know. That's kind of what we do. But
yeah.
Thanks for letting us know. News to us.
Damn. Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. So, it was the morning show that called, man. We were not expecting
this. Someone said hi.
Yeah. We will. Our closest Burger King is down here in Soto in South Seattle. Mm-hmm. I go there and get breakfast.
All right, Tom, one more random question. Has anybody compared you to a rapper named Mike Jones?
What?
Because Mike Jones was famous for giving out his cell phone number. You're the only other high-level person I've ever heard give out a cell phone number.
I was just sitting around bored one day, and I said, I'd love 15,000 people to call me.
Is this a big time with Lent for your fish sandwich?
Absolutely. Big time for Lent.
Yep. So, okay. Well, it's a great fish sandwich. It's not, man.
I have got a couple of calls on the fish sandwich. It's been a wild couple of, or this is, we just start week two tomorrow, but it's been some wild evenings taking these calls.
Well, I do remember this. I was not, the station I was working in was not too far away from the drive-in window.
Yeah.
So you could hear a lot of the communications of people coming through the drive-through. And since I was doing the big whaler or the fish sandwich, the Whaler it was called, you could hear people, and this is West Virginia, so keep this in mind. People were asking if it was really whale.
Oh, my God.
I am not lying. I am not lying. And I was just like, you got
to
be kidding.
Was it better to say yes? No. I mean, like.
Well, the woman was working the drive thru window. She always just looked at me, just shake her head. She's like, did you hear that?
I was like, wow. Have you ever heard the Dane Cook bit on Burger King?
No.
No.
Look that up. It is not fit for prime time, so don't play it on the air, but it is the funniest thing you will ever hear in your life.
And just a quick question for you. How does one end up being the president of Burger King? Like, that is not just, that's not just something that happens because you answered a want ad in the back of the paper.
You know, the Burger King Nation is all looking at me and asking that same question. Okay.
Is there a Burger King lifetime card? Is there like one of those things where like you give to somebody,
you know, Jay-Z rolls in and he has like
the Burger King card for life?
There is a black card out there. There's only five or six of them. And I've heard from some celebrities that have them. But then apparently they keep calling and saying they're not working properly. So I
oh, really? So what is the criteria for someone to get a Burger King black card?
And would all of the employees know, if I worked at Burger King and somebody rolled in, and even if it's a celebrity, but if they said I have the Burger King black card, I just would not believe them.
Well, then you just swipe it and it says, yep.
Oh, okay.
Good. So, right. And you know, and now that you mention it, it has been some celebrities that have been in our ads.
Okay. When the managers went away to training, I think they go to Jacksonville. Is that still the case?
It's Miami, actually.
Oh, much better.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. You get to run Burger King and live in Miami. I mean, hell, it's freezing cold here.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's not cold there, is it?
Well, it's cold
for
Seattle.
It's not awful in Seattle. It's not. It's sunny. We'll take the sun.
Yeah, we got a decent day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you for calling back.
Thanks for calling back. Yeah.
Hey, great talking to you. And like I said, tell the morning team, sorry I called a little too late.
No, that's all right.
It worked great for us.
Yeah, we stole the bet. Hey, thank you, Tom.
Take care.
Wow. They can play this on their show.
Honest to God.
I can't believe I got to talk to the president of BK.
And you got to vent about getting fired. You got to vent about getting fired. Yeah. Son of a bitch, fire me. You just have to understand, off air, Mike goes, hey, because Mike was not here Friday.
Right.
So he didn't even know we'd even talked about this. And we did not call him, but Mike's like, hey, this guy named Tom on the line, and he says he's the president of Burger King.
And I haven't heard this bit. I haven't heard this story or anything about this. All of a sudden, there's this guy named Tom who's calling and saying, I'm the president of BK.
That's when I pulled the story, that's why I was like, man, this is really different for you really to be able to call the president of a company
that's that big. Honest opinion,
and they are going to call you back. So I thought that was a bunch of crap.
I said the same thing. I'm like, BS.
Is he really going to take the time to call anybody back?
Then his ass ends up calling our show, the wrong show, but still.
Like, right, and I reached out to Tara, and she said that they left him a voicemail they asked for, like, T-shirts and stuff. And then now we got Steve Miggs that's emailing us here. So if you're both still listening, sorry we stole your bet.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
I didn't know. Ask for a T-shirt. Thanks for setting up that interview for us.
So pissed.
Actually, he says, this is from Miggs. He says, this is amazing, fellas. I cannot believe he actually called.
I can't either.
He did, but just to see Mike, who was not here even when we brought it up. Like,
because we had explained to Mike. I was like, hang on. No, Mike, it could be. Is this like a whole thing?
But
you
we didn't
call him now.
Yeah.
Right.
It just wasn't us.
This is the wildest damn thing that has ever happened in my career.
That is weird. Like, he says he's the president of Burger King. And to be honest with you, if Miles had not covered, the only place I've heard it was from Miles. If he had not covered that story, I would have zero belief that the president.
I mean, it's been making the circles on social. But you're right; I kind of forgot about it. Yeah. So Mike said, "This guy Tom says he's the president."
And it says dinner time. It's six.
That's what I'm saying. It's
6:30. 6:30 on the East Coast of Miami.
And you'll talk to people that'll make claims about themselves that you don't quite believe. However, he said it with such authority and so directly, and it sounded like he was ready to take a call from somebody.
Yeah.
That I truly believed it. He said it in the way that I believed it. It's like, okay, we got
the
president.
The funny thing is, he did not expect to be on a radio show.
No.
He just said he's going to talk to Taryn.
Oh, I'm sure that freaked the PR department and the communication people out.
Oh, yeah.
Which station is this in? What's that phone number?
Exactly.
Well, he already said he's sitting in a room full of them. Right. Which we call the, the Easter Island heads. You know, they're just all frowning and staring at you, right?
Yeah.
And then you're going live on a radio station. You know they were sweating. I guarantee you.
We should have invited him to the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh! And look, dude, it doesn't take long.
You're the president. Fly out here, bud.
I mean, it's also funny, too, is we have to mention other places, but literally,
We were talking yesterday about those damn hash routes.
Yes.
Because I forgot to cook mine that I bought when I was watching that USA hockey game. I do love that original chicken sandwich.
A couple comments. Please give us cheesy tots all the time.
Oh, my God.
We should have read these. Mike, if we really should say this for the end of your spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
This is awesome. So you guys are talking to Burger King president. Can you please tell him Oak Harbor Burger King sucks? Jesus. What else we got? Ask him if there's any vegan options coming out. Asking for Miggs's wife.
Well, they had the Impossible Burger.
Did they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had it.
They did that for a minute.
In studio. Please ask him to bring back the Italian chicken sandwich.
Ooh. That was good, man.
That's just a chicken parm, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. But BK style.
Listening to the CEO of Burger King, I'm going to eat a Burger King tonight just because of him. I second that motion to view Dane Cook's comedy piece about Burger King. Actually, the whole bit is hilarious.
Yes.
And this one says, this is the greatest radio that ever existed. So.
That cracks me the F up,
That's
man.
That's crazy.
I did not expect that phone call.
Let's take a break real quick.
Good work out of the morning show.
We'll get back on track with the question. What do you think made you sick?
Burger King, damn it!
206-803-ROCK.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
I'm not mad at Burger King anymore.
No. That got you over the hump.
Yep, sure.
It has been years.
No, 16 years old. I'm 56 years old. This 40-year vendetta is done.
After only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
After only 2 weeks.
Some of the comments on YouTube. Let's see here. it's the king of BK. Awesome. BK, have it your way. Guys, that was freaking awesome. Chicken sandwich, top shelf. Let's see here. Can you tell him what, let's see here. This is great. Can't wait to see Miles dressed up in his old BK outfit.
I hope we can get that done, man.
I don't think I can fit into it anymore.
What else? We'll let him know your size.
Probably the wildest thing I've ever experienced in my career. That's from Mike Hawk.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyone remember the BK chicken sandwich ad with the song All Right Now? Who is that? Free? Paul Rogers? I think, maybe.
I think they had.
I should have told him to bring back the international Italian one.
He did ask, man. You had his ear.
Rodeo Burger's awesome. This is great. Fries, double cheeseburger, and a soda. My go-to at BK. I always get onion rings if I go to BK. Love getting the crown as a kid. That was a great call on the BK onion ring question.
Because
dropping it in the fries.
Yeah, that always excited me.
It still does. You're always happy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Look, obviously, it's got to be a mistake. But I was like, I'm going to have
Well, there's a divider.
We got him.
There's a divider in the bin.
So, sure.
You know, when you're pouring the basket in.
A couple are going to fall over the side, man.
Because they're round and they roll.
But you're always happy that they do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think until about the age of 25, I was one of those people like, the only onion rings are like Burger King's.
Yeah, I was kind of there with it.
Because as a kid, you go to like a restaurant and there's like that whole onion pulls out.
Yeah,
like,
always. Weird. Every time. Yeah.
Let's see here. You drive by the BK in Bury and you can always smell the heavy flame broiling emanating from the place.
That BK is always packed, man.
Yeah.
My buddy lives over by that BK. I drive by it a couple times a month. I'm always like, people love that BK.
I'm 46. I still get a crown. I think if I was eating in the restaurant,
I would get a crown.
I would get a crown and put it on my head.
Yeah.
Also says that smell makes your mouth water. King almost looks like the most interesting man.
He does a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I am the most interesting King.
Dude, that guy spent years at Domino's, too.
Who did?
Tom.
Oh, he did. He? Oh, you're doing the research on him?
Yeah.
All right, so what's his story? Since the guy called it. So, again, I guess the morning Taryn left a voicemail with him, he calls back, doesn't realize it's a radio station. Just keep that part in mind. He didn't know he's calling into a live show. So he has all those communications people around him who I guarantee you their ass is puckered when they realize, dude,
yeah,
you're about to go live on the radio. You thought you were just going to talk to an individual. And as far as people going, how does the morning show feeling about you guys still in the interview? Look, we don't know what they had planned. According to him, Taryn was asking for like shirts and stuff like that. He was just trying to return her phone call. So we did get the email from Migs who just said, this is great.
Yeah. How pissed is the morning show you guys are doing this interview? I don't think they are. I think they think it's as funny as we do.
Yeah.
This is just radio and YouTube gold right here. What else? Story of Dane Cook. Oh, he worked at a BK lounge. That is hilarious.
The hell's a BK lounge?
That's what he called.
He
called it the BK lounge.
All right.
Yeah. So this Tom guy spent 3 decades at Domino's before he joined Burger King.
All right. Okay. Well, I love Domino's. I think their thin pizza is some of the best. Deep dish, pretty good too.
You mean Domino's?
I'm going to have to give BK a shot again. Local store has sucked for ages. Yeah, give him a shot.
Well, I don't know.
I've been going there for, man, their breakfast sandwiches are great.
Hey, look, the morning show happened to call him. Miles reported that we talked about it last week. You can find it on social media. You can find the number. That's the whole point. He wasn't kidding when he said he's always wanted to
because we were
15,000 phone calls.
And the guy called the store in Arizona to say, hey, give the kids the gold crowns. I mean, like, that's getting it done.
All right, let's get back on track on our question. What do you think made you sick? 206-803-ROCK. Hopefully no one's calling about Burger King.
Yeah, we didn't tell them what we were talking about.
Yeah, that is a little bit ironic.
Hey, what made you sick? Most of it's food. And then here you are, hey, president of Burger King.
That's well, crazy. And you'd have to think, with that many restaurants, it's going to happen.
Well, yeah. It's inevitable.
I mean, look, one of my favorite places in town, I got food poisoning there once, right? I didn't stop going.
I have gotten,
right. It took me a little bit to order that specific food item, but I was just like, there just had to be some small mistake. Right?
Sometimes it happens.
Look, yeah, you make yourself sick. That doesn't mean you quit cooking.
You just stop cooking colorful mushrooms.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I still do mushrooms.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You live on the wild side.
This is a weird one. A tick bite made a rancher allergic to her own cattle, and it's a worsening issue for farmers. Sharon Pennington comes from a long line of farming women. Early last year, she began experiencing anaphylaxis, a severe full-body allergic reaction that can lead to difficulties breathing, a sudden drop in blood pressure, and heart problems. That's the shock stuff.
Right.
Pennington began noticing these symptoms when working with orphan calves and nurse cows on Love Lake Iris Farm, which she owns and her husband do in north central Missouri.
That's why this is such a problem.
One cow calved, and she had too much milk. I was milking her and around all that fluid and just wondering, why in the world am I going to pass out or die? I don't know what's going on with me. Pennington was having frequent allergic reactions, but she could not identify what was causing them. There was one instance where she decided to sleep in her car after her husband cooked bacon, and it became difficult for her to breathe in the air. Another time, she couldn't figure out why she was panting and unable to catch a breath. For days after that, she discovered a cattle brush that had made it inside the house. At one point, she started having serious chest pains. Now, her allergic reactions got so bad, she wasn't able to work with her cattle anymore, which she said was heartbreaking. Days later,
because you own a cattle farm, yeah.
Obviously, you have a passion for that. She went to the doctor, did a blood test, which came back positive for alpha gal syndrome, which is an allergy to mammalian meats and byproducts, such as dairy and gelatin.
Jeez,
that comes with a bite of a Lone Star tick.
I wonder if that applies, because there's a lot of gelatin, like certain makeup products and stuff. Not even eating it, but just certain products.
Jell-O.
Right, Jell-O.
Jell-O.
Yeah.
Pennington has severe anaphylactic reactions when she comes into physical contact with livestock, which is a real problem when you are a cattle farmer. And she is not alone. Sean Cross, a researcher at the University of Nebraska Medical Center, recently completed a first-of-its-kind national survey on farmers and ranchers with diagnosed cases of alpha-gal. 201 farmers with alpha-gal who responded to the survey hailed from 28 different states. But the majority live in areas where the Lone Star tick, which is responsible for most of these cases, is common. Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. And I don't know if you guys remember me talking about my buddy Jeff. He lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he works for the water department there.
Yep.
One of the things that he needs to do is go to streams that feed the water sources and test the water and see what's in those waters. So he goes up the farthest tributaries he can. So sometimes some of those rivers, lakes go out of state.
Right. Okay.
So he's got to go to a different state just to see, like the Mississippi starts in Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
All right. So he's got to travel these tributaries and do a lot of hiking along these riverbanks. And he started getting severely ill from something. And it took 3 years for them to figure out that he was bitten by a tick.
Jeez.
And now he cannot eat beef, pork, lamb. What am I missing? There's one more. Basically, he can eat chicken and fish.
Right, well, you said mammalian, right? So if it has four legs, he can't eat it.
No, yeah, exactly.
Damn.
That's what mammalian means.
As in mammals.
Mammalian. Like a mammalian mammals.
All right. That's I'm just like, I'm glad you explained it. I had no idea.
You don't remember the mammalian man march?
It was for cows.
Yeah.
No comments.
Who wants to be a millionaire? You don't remember all this stuff?
I want to be a millionaire one day and win the lottery.
You could win $1 million.
So no mammals or seafood.
No, he can eat seafood.
Seafood and just chicken and seafood.
Chicken and seafood. Turkey. He can eat any kind of fowl.
And I still think that's better.
You can eat grouse. You can eat all
then
that.
Then what?
Well,
I mean, because burgers are done. You can't get pepperoni on pizza.
You're I'm lying.
The silver lining in this, he had
breakfast would be hard.
He had pretty bad cholesterol problem. Can't eat pig. So his cholesterol.
I'd lose chorizo, bro. I can't do that.
I had to lose it because of the heartburn.
I don't care.
I mean, his cholesterol level's gotten much better.
Can I would imagine that it
turkey did. Bacon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he can. Yeah.
I'm just being selfish, trying to figure out what I'm going to eat for breakfast now.
Look, I can get cheese pizza, and that's fine, but every once in a while you want to switch it up, and I'm not going down the vegetable road, right? Pepperoni, it's gone. The sausage, gone.
You still got chicken wings.
You get chicken.
You still got fried chicken.
Yeah.
You still got barbecued chicken. You've got any kind of fish, and he does live in North Carolina, so there's a lot of fish there. But
right. But every once in a while, I mean, look, just a little bit of meat, you can switch up your menu, right?
Yeah, but he was effed up for a long time. Like
it took them three years to figure it out.
They were running all these different tests because, you know, they thought initially it was some type of bacterial thing that he contracted from a water source.
Mm-hmm.
So they had no idea what it was. I don't know how you get bit by a tick and don't know it unless the tick bites you and drops off. Because typically...
Right. I don't think it hurts, right? But the tick, right, it sits there until it gets fat.
And it burrows. So, I mean, you would think that you would notice that. It must have been in his scalp or someplace where he did. But you still wash your hair, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think you'd feel it.
I don't know how. I mean, my daughter had a tick on her, and I found it, you know, within 12 hours.
My old dog had a big-ass tick on his ear. Took me a while to figure it out. I'm like, what is that?
Do we have ticks here?
I'm sure we do. I don't know if it's the Lone Star bird, the one that spreads.
Well, typically they're warmer weather, aren't they? I mean, insects in general. We have much less insect activity up here because of the weather and the cold. What do you think made you sick? 206-803-ROCK.
Someone says you never had chicken on pizza throw. I have.
The barbecue chicken pizza is great.
It is.
But it's a different type of pizza.
But that's my switch up. That's all I'm saying, right? Because that standard, I'm just going to get pepperoni or pepperoni and sausage.
Yep.
And every once in a while, I get the barbecue chicken, but it's kind of a treat because that's not my go-to. I think if I had to eat it all the time, like, well, I don't want it. You know what? I think I would eat a lot of Asian food, man. Give me the Kung Pao chicken, right?
Duck.
Where it says chicken on the Chinese menu, I will eat any of that, except chicken and broccoli. That's stupid. Too much broccoli.
That's some of the best broccoli. It's in that sauce.
Look.
Probably some of the unhealthiest, but it's great.
I don't disagree with you on that. If I had to eat broccoli, please put it in that sauce so I could stomach it. But it doesn't need to be there.
It's too much.
Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Slayer. So what do you think got you sick, Luke?
Well, actually, this is what I know made me sick. Basically, I was 8 years old. My family and I, we were vacationing in Leavenworth around Christmas time. My brother and I, we decided, let's go sledding like we did every year. And once I hit this bump and I went flying off my sled and into the barriers, fortunately, they were made of hay bales. So, but unfortunately, I woke up at like 4 a.m. the next morning vomiting. It turns out after a few hours, my parents decided to take me to the hospital and get a CAT scan. It turns out I had a concussion, and that's what made me throw up.
That will do it. That will do it, man.
Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fortunately, we didn't have to. I managed to get, I don't know how long it took me to recover, but it wasn't bad enough that we just needed to go all the way back home to Puyallup or anything like that. But
yeah, sure.
Everything worked out okay in the end, ultimately.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that's the best you can ask for with a concussion is that it works out in the end, if you believe that's
you,
the case.
In my instances, when I get them, I can't eat. There's just something about it that just makes, for whatever reason, it's just like there's still a bit of nausea.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And it's just hard to swallow anything and keep it down. I mean, well, until the headaches go away, because typically you're getting a headache. Sometimes it's the equivalent of a migraine, I've been told.
Right.
I've never had a migraine headache.
But you've had a concussion.
I just know that that was the worst headache as far as loud noises, light. So I got a concussion.
That is very much like a migraine.
Got a concussion on Friday night. I did not feel normal until about Monday afternoon when we were going through film study from the game on Friday night. And that's when I learned that I did not remember any of the second half.
Yeah. But and you had a great second half.
I was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was on fire. It was almost like for some reason, my brain focused in, even though my brain wasn't there. It was like it's trying to overcompensate.
Probably just did the basics. You know what
they're saying? Right. You just did the fundamental stuff.
Right. Lock into pressure. The thing you need to do.
Every read I knew, every check I knew, every ball I threw in the first half, I was garbage. I mean, I wasn't garbage.
But you're thinking too much.
Exactly.
You're not going to second guess yourself with a concussion. You're just
and when I'm in
go.
There, I just wanted to get the playover as quickly as possible and move down the field.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, because it was. The feeling is at the time, because all you know is, at least this was the case in 1987, you just had your bell rung.
Because that's what they called.
That's what they said.
They minimize how they say.
And you got, there's a lot of times you
remember, PTSD used to be, he's got shell shock.
Right.
Right? This is kind of a blow-off statement. Now we're like, it's actually really bad.
What do you think made you sick? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Could you hit that blind for me? I'm dying in here.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Please.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Zach, what do you think made you sick?
So, I know what got me sick was the humidity. I was deployed to Afghanistan back in the early teens, and it was dry. It's obviously a desert. We saw rain only twice. I didn't get sick for the entire 11-ish months I was there. The minute we left Afghanistan and went to Uzbekistan to like as a layover for like a day before flying back to the States, we got there and it was -20 degrees, but it was 100% cold humidity.
Yeah.
What is that like?
I mean, how cold does it feel at that point?
The difference in, at least in my opinion, if it's 0 degrees or -20 outside, you just can't tell.
That's a good point. You're just cold. Yeah.
Okay.
Like the day we left Afghanistan, it was in January. It was 20 degrees ish when we like got on the plane. When we landed, the first thing the pilot says, "Welcome to Uzbekistan. It's -22 degrees outside."
Good God!
And I said out loud, "I said a few explicit as I obviously can't say on the air." But
yeah.
Within an hour of leaving the plane and going to like the holdover tent that we kind of spent the night in, I instantly started like sinuses started swelling up. I ended up taking 4 NyQuil pills and a shot of NyQuil before getting on the 13.5-hour flight from there to Alaska.
Jesus Christ.
I'm surprised the plane could even take off when it's that cold, just based on the air. But I guess if it's humid and not dry, maybe takes off. You got to de-ice the damn thing, right?
Oh, yeah. So what ended up happening is we were supposed to leave at like 7 in the morning. And with the sun rising later, they ended up holding us in Uzbekistan until 9 when the sun could like crest over the horizon and hit the plane, and then they spent 30 minutes de-icing it, and they de-iced it until they turned it on and we took off down the runway. Like, they kept de-icing it until we were in motion.
Look, man, I've never had a plan to go to Uzbekistan, but hearing that, like, it won't happen.
You're not sitting. Are you in, like, a cargo plane, or are you in an actual commercial airline?
So, from Afghanistan out, we were in a C-17. But then we took, like, we took a commercial airliner, but it was one of those Airbuses. I think it was 286, right around there, like the 280s, number of souls on board, counting the crew.
Okay. And are you flying over the North Pole in that instance?
I want to tell you yes, but with four NyQuil pills and a NyQuil shot in my system, I slept. Within 10 minutes, I fell asleep, and then I was tapped on the shoulder awake in Anchorage.
Jesus.
And how much warmer did it feel in Anchorage than Uzbekistan?
Well, in Anchorage that day, if I remember correctly, they said it was in the negatives. But they had, like back in the day, I was, you know, everyone smoked cigarettes coming back from deployment. They were like, if you want to go outside and smoke, there is a special area here that you can go out that we've closed off this wing of the airport for you guys.
Now, can you guys smoke on the flight? Not on a passenger plane, but I mean, if you're on a big cargo plane and all that, can you light up?
They didn't explicitly tell us we couldn't, but you're packed in there like sardines.
Ah.
I'm 6'7".
Jesus.
I was just kind of within myself almost just for the, and it was only like an hour and 50 minute, maybe 2 hour flight out. But that whole time you're just talking with your buddies like, oh my God, we're going home.
Are you afraid being that big that you're the biggest target to hit?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I was going to ask that.
Oh yeah, I actually called you guys this months ago, but I mentioned this similar thing about like being in Afghanistan and being this tall that I had a sergeant who tried to put me in a gunner's hatch of a Humvee.
I remember that call.
Yeah, that's insane.
And then my first sergeant seeing us as we're getting ready to leave the Bob, going, hold the F up. Oh no! Get him out of that. I can see his head, his face, and his shoulders above the metal plating.
You think the sergeant just wanted you dead? Be like, sup, bro. Let's do the math on this.
For what it's worth, him and I did not get along. I don't think he actively wanted me dead. I just don't think he cared what happened.
Why did you get such an ass assignment? I mean, you're flying into Uzbekistan and then flying to Alaska. And like, what the hell?
There's no easier way to get home.
Yeah. Basically, on the way there, it was because I was based out of JBLM up here. So it was here to Maine.
All right.
And we landed in Bangor, Maine. Then into Germany, and then Germany into Uzbekistan, and then Uzbekistan down into Afghanistan. And when you get to Uzbekistan, it's always a one-day holdover. On your way in, you do your rollover training, and then they kind of give you some extra equipment, and that's where you get all your ammunition. And then on your way out, it's mainly just a holdover of like, hey, you guys can't take a C-17. You're going to have to take a commercial liner. That thing's going to land sometime tonight. And instead of trying to pack you out at negative 20 degrees in the middle of the night, here's a giant tent with 11 space heaters. Go to sleep.
Afghanistan's got some of the biggest mountains in the world. Were you able to see those flying in?
So when we flew out of Uzbekistan, or into Uzbekistan, sorry, from Germany, we could see a handful of mountains. It was, you know, really pretty to look at. When we flew out, it was night.
Okay.
So I couldn't see anything. But in Afghanistan, I was in the, like, southern region of Afghanistan. It was not too far from the Pakistani border, but we could see, you know, mountains, kind of, but a lot of just, like, taller hills, as I would call them.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Damn, man. That sucks.
Yes, it does. Everything about that sounds awful.
Okay.
But I guess Uzbekistan is, no matter what, going in, going out, like, sorry, fellas, we're stopping in Uzbekistan.
And they don't really sell the military on, hey,
luxury.
Mm-hmm. Smooth travel.
Yeah.
10 songs about rain coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.